Welcome to healthradio.fm. I am Pamela McNabb. I'm with one of my very favorite doctors, Dr. Kobe Slater. We call her Dr. Kobe. And we're going to talk today about seasonal allergies. I'm one of those sufferers where I can feel the tickle in my throat and a little bit stuffy, and people are, you know, asking me, are you okay? And my eyes are a little bit itchy, nothing major. But for some people, they suffer tremendously. How do you at your clinic help people who suffer from seasonal allergies?
Thanks, Tammy. So yeah, definitely this time of year, I'm getting more and more patients calling in and coming to the clinic, and definitely the season is well underway for seasonal allergy sufferers. And there are so many great things that you can do naturally for helping to kind of squash those symptoms that you might be experiencing. The first place to start is actually your nutrition. So perhaps you might have a food allergy that's contributing towards these environmental allergies that you're suffering from. So one of the things that I'll recommend to my patients is getting a food allergy test and seeing if there are any foods that you're allergic to that you could eliminate. And that really helps the immune system to fight better against the things, the pollens that are in the air. Now, in regards to nutrition, even if you don't have specific food allergies, a couple of things that you can do during your season is start eliminating foods that really wreak havoc on the immune system. So specifically gluten, that's the protein that's found in many different grains, most commonly found in wheat products. Dairy, that's another really mucus-forming food and inflammatory food that contributes towards the symptoms of allergy. And then finally, sugar. So if you were to eliminate those three foods during your season, you would see a significant difference in your symptoms. There's a few really great natural things that you can take during the season. And even if you know when your allergies are going to start, it's actually better and more effective to start maybe 2 weeks to 4 weeks before the onset of your symptoms. But if you're already in the heat of it, don't worry, these things will take effect. So the first one is something called quercetin. And quercetin is a plant chemical that really acts like an antihistamine. So it actually stops your body and your immune system from producing that histamine-type reaction. So with quercetin, it's best combined with bromelain, which is commonly found in pineapple. So when you take the combination of quercetin and bromelain together, it's a really, really powerful antihistamine. There's a lot of different homeopathic remedies out there. And if you are suffering currently with your symptoms, then choosing something homeopathic in nature is really going to help, because the homeopathics act quickly and you can dose them regularly throughout the day. You can even dose them every hour if you need to safely. And they really act very, very quickly at stopping those symptoms that you're experiencing. One of the other herbs that I really love is nettles. So nettles is a really common herb in our area even. And what nettles does is it kind of acts similar like quercetin. It acts as a natural antihistamine. And you can take it in a variety of ways. You can even make a big jar of nettle tea and leave it in your fridge and drink it cold throughout the day. You can take it in the form of a tincture, or you can even take it in the form of freeze-dried capsules. But nettles really has a good effect on allergies. One great symptomatic treatment is a neti pot. And neti pots have been used for thousands of years in other cultures. And a neti pot kind of looks like Aladdin's lamp. So it looks like a little tiny teapot with a long snout on it. And what you want to do with that is you want to get some saline solution into the neti pot, and you effectively put your head over the sink and rinse your sinuses out. And this really helps to rinse all the pollens out of your sinus cavities. This works absolutely wonderfully. If you're experiencing allergies, then doing the neti pot in the morning and in the evening really gives you some relief. One of the common things that I'm doing in my clinic now is something called SLIT therapy, and that stands for sublingual immunotherapy. And so what we're doing now is we're actually compounding, with the help of a compounding pharmacist in Victoria, we're compounding remedies based on what you're allergic to. So if you're allergic to grasses, let's say, then we will give you a daily, very dilute dose of grass mixture. You take the, it's just in a drop form. You take a drop under your tongue once a day, and it effectively gets rid of your allergies. So there's two ways you can do it. You can either do it throughout your allergy season, or some people are choosing to do it year long. And after doing about 2 or 3 years of the sublingual immunotherapy, their allergies are completely gone. So essentially, it's a desensitization program. So those are some really helpful tips for you if you're suffering from allergies. These are simple things that you can start today and watch your sneezing and runny nose and itchy eyes go away.
Thank you, Dr. Kobe Slater. You can have more information from Dr. Kobe Slater at her website, which is
www.drkobe.com.